మన్నే ధనాభిజనరుపస్తపస్సు సౌజాస్ తీజ ప్రభావ బల పౌరుష బుద్ధి యోగా నారాధనాయ భవంతి పరస్త పుంసో భక్త్యాసుతోష భగవాన్ గజచ్యుత్తపాయ. ప్రహ్లాద్ మహారాజ్ కన్సిడరింగ్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ బోర్న్ ఇన్ ది లోయెస్ట్ ABC family, he thinks that when Brahman added big demigods fit to satisfy the Nishinga base, how it is possible for me? I am neither born in a very scholarly family or devotee's family, because a devotee is supposed to take birth in the family of a Brahmin or very rich king or princely order or mercantile family. But Prahlad Maharaj was born in a very rich family. And his father was also Brahmin. But unfortunately, his father was atheist. Therefore, in spite of his becoming born in the Brahmin family, he was designated as Bhima, Dritya. So because Brahma and other demigods asked Prahlad Maharaj to pray, therefore he is suggesting, he is getting that material qualification is no assessment for approaching the law. He says that Manne, I think, dhana
means wealth.
Abhijana means to take birth. Siddhartha Swami says, abhijana means sadkule janma, to take birth in high family, in Brahmin family, in rich family. And Rupam, Sondarja, Srutam, Sondarja. Rupam means beauty. And Srutam means education. Puja, Indian Aipanna. Puja means power of death. A man who can use his senses very nicely is called Puja. Just like the soldier, he can go 3-4 miles up, but he can see from that 4 miles away, he can see whether there is a carcass. So, simply by sense power, one does not become very great. The example is this. Although this creature, vulture, has gone very high, we are human beings, we cannot see 3-4 miles away anything. The sense power, there are different animals who have got different kinds of sense power. Just like dogs, they can smell. From distant place, they can smell whether somebody outsider is coming. And he will at once begin barking. Similarly, there are pieces therefore power of touch. The small fishes can understand that a big fish is coming from miles of distance, simply by touch, by connection with water. So, this sense power, or living power, suppose if somebody thinks that I am living for 100 years. You are living for 100 years, that you go in the forest, you find one tree is living for 7,000 years. So, these powers, by sense power, by your strength of money, or by education, everything is described. Or aristocratic birth and teja. Teja means luster of the body. Shanti. Teja, prabhava, pratap, incense. Balam means bodily strength. Suppose you are strong. You have got very good strength. In your country, there are some box fighters, very strong and stout. It's called balam. Paurasa, uttama. Uttama means industrious. That's like a very poor man, he becomes by energy very, very rich man. There are many instances in the world that is called purusha, buddhi. Buddhi means intelligence, pratra. And jova. Jova means asanga jova. The eightfold practice of yoga system. Prahlad Maharaj says that all these qualifications are not a good assessment for approaching the Supreme Personality of God. It's nullified. Do not think that because you have got good education or scientific knowledge, then you can understand what is God. That is not possible. Just like the other day, I was reading one magazine. In the Bible, it is said that God said, let there be creation. And there was creation. Similarly, in the Bhagavad Gita also, we understand that Krishna says, Bhumi Rapanala Vayu Kangabuddhi Manarevata. These eight gross and subtle material elements, they are my differentiated energy. So, these statements of Bible or Bhagavad Gita, we can understand that God created this cosmic manifestation, but in the paper we read the other day that the scientific men believe that there was a chunk in the beginning and all of a sudden it burst out and the planets came. So, anyone can understand that God is all-powerful, He can create. But the scientist says that there was a chunk and creation took place from the chunk. Just see. When he says that God created, one can understand that God is deep. A man can create such nice things, such covered buildings, very complicated bridge in engineering work. So God is great. He may have greater brain, so He has created department, there is a standard to believe. But how the scientists believe that there was a junk? And what is the explanation? I cannot understand. From the junk everything come up. And who made the junk? The next question should be, is there where from this junk came? There is no answer. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, with all these material qualifications cannot satisfy the Supreme Personality of God. So how God is satisfied? Kiti dhanavaya jadukha vikuna parasya punsa aradhanaya labhavanti. You cannot purchase God by your all this material acquisition. No. That is not possible. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said, vartyavam abhijanati javana jasyami tattvataha. One can understand me simply by devotion and service. Nobody can understand. Bhaktana, what is that bhakti? That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Brahma bhuta prasannātmā na sochati na kāṅkati namastadavesu bhūtesu mad bhakti lavati parām. When one is very advanced in knowledge, Brahma bhuta. Brahma bhuta means one who has understood the Brahma, the Supreme. And a Brahmin means Brahma Jnanati is the Brahmana, one who has advanced to such knowledge. Therefore in India, it is said that a Brahmin is addressed as Panditji. Not Panditji like our late Jawaharlal Nehru. Panditji means one who knows Brahma. There was Brahmin's title is Pandit. And a Kshatriya's title is Thapusa. Maharaj. Not Maharaj, Thapusa. And a Vaishya's title is Sage. And a Shudra's title is Chaudhari. They are respectable terms for the different classes of men. So, this bhakti, it is not simply sentiment, but it is to understand actually what is God. It is science of God. Otherwise, how it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, that Brahma Bhuta Prasanna, one who has understood the Supreme, the Absolute, he is called Brahmana Brahma Bhuta. And the symptom is that how can I understand that he is a Brahmin and has understood Brahma? The immediate answer is Brahma Bhuta. The test is one who is completely in knowledge of Brahma. The symptom will be Prasannatma. Is all a sheer. There is no question of anxiety for it. That is Brahma. Prasannātmā na sochati na kāṅkati. There is no lamentation. There is no desire. That is Brahma. There is no desire. Even 100 years past, about 150 years before, there is in Bengal, there was a nice king, Raja Krishnachandra. He went to a learned Brahmin and he wanted to help him. Said, can I help you? So the Brahmin said, oh, I don't require any help. Oh, I'm very happy. I bought the tamarind tree. And my wife gets some tamarind leaf and make some soup. And some of my disciples give me some rice. So I've got everything plenty. When shall I take your help? So formerly the Brahmins, the real Brahmins, they refused to take any charity from others. Even in Atmanapurti state, because according to Vedic system, when charity was to be given, it is to be given to the Brahmin or the Sannyasi. That is real justice. Dātabhyam, they should be given. Because they are always engaged in Brahma. Therefore, charity given to a Brahmin or a Sannyasi goes to Brahma. That is charity. At the present moment, the advertisement is Daridra, Daridranara. Charity should be given to the Daridra or the poor. But the Vedas, why they recommend that the charity should be given to the Brahmin? And the Brahmins, they do not require. They are so satisfied. But they still, people persisted. The Brahmin should take some charity. Because the idea is, if the Brahmin accepts the charity, that money goes directly to Brahma or God. That is it. The Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma, when one is situated in that position, that he has no lamentation, no demand, no anxiety. That is called Brahma Bhuta. And next, by becoming into Brahma Bhuta state, what are the other symptoms? Brahma Sarvesu Bhuteshu. Equal to everyone. Then when one has attained this perfection of life, then he can execute devotional service. Madhavati Lavati Param. And by that devotional service, one can understand what is God. In other place also in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that Manushanam Sahasri Sukha Siddhata Dhiti Jaya. Now what is Siddhi? Perfection. Siddhi means this perfection, Brahma Bhuta state. No hankering, no lamenting. That is called Siddhi. Perfection. This hankering is full of anxiety. This is material. If in comparison to other animals, they have no anxiety. But human beings, they have advanced type of civilization that everyone is in anxiety. All is full of anxiety. Now, Prahlad Maharaj says in another place that this anxiety is due to acceptance of the false material civilization. Sada samudvigna dhiyam asat grahat. They have accepted the type of civilization which is asat. Asat means which will not exist. Therefore, they are always full of anxiety. So, Prahlad Maharaj says the same thing in a different way, that the Supreme Personality of Godhead can be worthy or satisfied by the hope, not by others. In other place also, the Lord says, Patram Suspam Phalam Toyam Yumi Vapya Prajatyati. Svaya bhaktya bhuhitam asnami prajatātmana. He says that anyone who offers me a little flower, a little fruit, a little water, with devotion, this is the real thing. Because God is so great, He is supplying foodstuff. Ekam bhavana amrita bhati kama. He is supplying all necessities of life to millions and trillions of living creatures. And he is asking me a little flower and little fruit and little water. He is begging. Is he a beggar? No. The real thing is, jome bhaktya prajasthati. One who gives me in devotion and love. The God is always anchored of your love, not your material thing. Sri Rupa Goswami has described that as somebody offers you very nice palatable dishes, variety of foodstuffs. But unfortunately, if you have no appetite, these are all useless. Because you cannot eat, there is no appetite. Similarly, you can make a show of offering so many things to God. But if you have no devotion and love, that is not accepted. That is not accepted. Because God is not poor. He is not begging from you. Prahlada Maharaj says the same thing. Bhakta Sutosa Bhagavan and Vedadhyam Sapan. These material acquisitions, wealth, education, beauty, and so many other things, which is very much evaluated in the material world, they are not qualifications for satisfying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But bhakti, bhaktyasutasa. The example is that there was an elephant who was in danger. He was being dragged by an alligator in the water, and he prayed to Lord Vishnu and he was saved. The example is that the elephant was not even human being. He was animal, but it is because he prayed to the Lord with devotion. So, Lord immediately came to save. This is the recommendation of all the Vedic creatures, the bhaktiya sutosa. You can acquire simply by your love. Bhakta means bhakti. Bhakti means bhajati maya. Bhakti, simply you have to develop your service attitude. Service attitude is already there. We are servants by constitution, but we are serving Maya. We have so constituted servants that after very, very high education, taking all these degrees, we are moving door to door, that gives me some service. So this service is my constitutional position. But I am serving my love, my greediness, kama. Kamadinam kutidhana kutidha palita dhunidhi. We are serving actually, but instead of serving God, we are serving kama, our lust, our greediness, our senses. In one word, we are serving our senses. So the position is there, serve. But when you turn that healthy spirit to God, that is your success of life. Otherwise, it is simply waste of time. Kama-dinam-kutidhana-kutidha-palita-dhunnidesa. Dictated by the lust, by kama, by serving kama, we sometimes do something which is very, very abominable. Just don't you see the fight? The Pope says that you cannot use contraceptive method. It is sinful. But actually people are doing that because dictated by karma, not. It is actually very sinful. It is bhrun hatya, murder. So how can we that happy by continually committing murder? It is not possible. Therefore, every religion, the contraceptive method will never be supported. It is bhrun hatya, mahapa, according to Vedic literature. So, they are now proposing that you cannot use contraceptive devices, that people have become mad after lust. They must use. They are putting the population theory. But I don't believe in it. The population theory, that population is increasing. Therefore, it should be stopped by contraceptive method, malthus theory in economics, they are following that. But actually, there is no such problem, because if we understand from Vedic literature, from Upanishad, it is said, nitya nityanam sitana sitananam eva bhunam vidadhati kaman. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is one. And the living creatures are many, many, without any number. Asankhya. You cannot count how many living exists are there. So, both of them are eternal. God and the living entity. Nitya, nityana. Chetana, chetanana. Chetana means living. So he is also a living entity, God. And we are also living entities. But what is the difference? That eka, because that one singular number, living entity, or Krishna or God, eka bhunam vidudhadikam. He is supplying all the necessities of other living entities. So how there can be any population problem? He, God, is supplying everything. But there is a restriction. How there is a restriction? When people become godless, there is a restriction of supply. Just like practical experience, I am saying from my practical experience, that in my childhood, I saw that India was exporting millions of tons of rice and wheat and other grains also, white tea, grain, huge export business. That India is now begging grains from other countries. Why? Because they are gradually becoming godless. Population theory, I don't believe. Because if Krishna is supplying eka bhunam vidudhati kaman, and actually finds that there is no population problem among the animals, among the birds, there is no contraceptive method, they are increasing their population, and they are being saved by God. So why in the human society the population theory is so acute? Because they are becoming less than animals. The animal, they beget, they met at a certain period, but a human being at the present moment, they have no such restriction any time. They are 41% met. So, this godless civilization is so acute that it is very difficult to make them understand God consciousness or Krishna consciousness. But still, as a matter of duty, we have to present, dhamma, the teachings of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, because we are following the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, who wanted, he says, that Siddhivita Asidhava Navaradhita, all over the world, in all the cities and all the villages, everywhere, these philosophies of Harinnama, 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 Yukivalam, Kalau Nasiva, 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 Gatidanna Bhava, these philosophies should be preached. And he also stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that Bharat Bhumite Manusya Janma Hita Jaya Janma Shakthatva Ikaro Paropuka. He has ordered all Indians, Manusya Janma. All Indians mean those who have taken birth as human beings. Janma Shakthatva. This is very important. The Indians, they have got the opportunity of making their life successful. Because the spiritual knowledge, the spiritual treasure house is there in India. So, Janma Shakthatva Karo Paropoka. First of all, you learn yourself what is Vedic knowledge, what is spiritual life, and go and distribute to the rest of the world, Paropuka. They are covering. This is the mission of Lord Krishna. Amar Adhyaya Guru Haiya Karu Sattva Ved Jare Da Kutare Taha Krishna Upade. That is the order. In these old days, and from your country, why? Because we are trying to follow the footprints of Lord Chaitanya. Therefore, yes, sir. Otherwise, in old age, who goes out of home? Nobody goes. Anyway, it is our duty to present. What is that? Presentation. Presentation is Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna. Very simple thing. You haven't got to manufacture anything. Just like there are many Swamis, they come from India, but they manufacture something. But we have no power to manufacture. We simply present what is ordered by Lord Chaitanya. He has ordered Jare Dakho Tare Kaho Krishna Upade. Whomever you meet, you simply present the instruction of Krishna. And this instruction of Krishna is Bhagavad Gita. And what is that Bhagavad Gita? Krishna says, Sarva Dharmān Parityajyamāme Saṃsara. Just be surrendered to Krishna. Be Krishna conscious. This is. Everything is there. We haven't got to manufacture anything. And simply, by simply following the orders of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everyone can become the spiritual master. Spiritual master means we simply following the orders of the Supreme Chief. Spiritual master does not mean that he has got four hands or eight legs or three heads, no. One who is strictly following the orders of his predecessor, he is spiritual. Just like Arjuna was told by Krishna that this system, parampara system, which has the succession of spiritual master, is now lost. Sakalena yoganat, that yoga, that system of yoga is now lost. the Quran making you again my disciple. So if you follow the instruction, although you are not present before Krishna, if you follow the instruction of Arjuna, or a faithful servant of Krishna, then you understand what was spoken to Arjuna. You can also understand. It is not very difficult. Prahlad Maharaj also speaking in that capacity because he also is disciple of Narad. So he is saying, Bhaktya Bhutus of Bhagavan, Vedasutpa. These material acquisitions have no good for understanding Krishna or God. Simply, you become a devotee. And how devotional attitude becomes elevated, that is also maintained in the Bhagavad Gita and all Vedic literature, especially in Bhagavatam, that Abhasya Krishna Namadi Namavi Prajvam India. By your material senses, you cannot understand what is Krishna. Nama, the first beginning of understanding Krishna is to understand his name. This is the beginning of bhakti. Nama Adi. Nama, the name should be the first. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends, Hare Nama. Hare Nama. Hare Nama in the Kevan. Because immediately we can understand what is the form of God, how does he look. It's very, not immediately. But this Nama we can hear. Understand, given that the capacity that as soon as somebody chants Hare Krishna, even a small child can hear, they imitate. Now we go on this road and these small children, they say, Hare Krishna. Nama is so strong that the boys, they also chant Hare Krishna. It is so easy. We have seen it. The small children immediately declare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And some of our students, children, in Buffalo, they are dancing. In San Francisco, I received recently one letter from the mother of my disciple. He wants to entrust his two children, other two children. So it is so nice. It doesn't require any material acquisition. Simply, God has given you this nice apparatus. Here, simply here. Hare Krishna. So, Bhaktya Kutusa Bhagavan Gajati Kupaya. Jataha Kevala Bhaktaiva Gajendraya Sushtu Abha. Example is Gajendra, the elephant. It was not even a human being. Now, how is he satisfied? He has seen that picture. I don't find that picture in my apartment. That a cup is by the side of Krishna and he is trying to lick up the body of Krishna like this. And Krishna is embraced. What is animal has got? No education, no strength, no beauty, nothing of the sort. Simply, he has got this feeling, my Lord, I love you. That's all. Vatya Kutusa Bhagavan, Vedasutta Bhagavan. So, this is the universal form of spirituality. The chanting of Hare Krishna. Anyone, respecting them. All my students here in the Western world, America and Canada and other parts, None of them are either Hindu or Indian. I've got only one or two Indians in this class. And all of them, they are foreign. They belong to foreign religion. They belong to foreign country. How they are understand? Do you mean to say these educated boys are dancing and chanting without understanding? Are they fools? No. They are realizing. Rasya, because they are adopted, they mean Rasya. So, this bhakti is open for everyone. Now, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, it doesn't matter whether he is born a Hindu, a Brahmin, a Muslim, or Hindu. It doesn't matter. Simply, if he takes the path seriously, then be beyond promise. That is the highest perfection of life. Simply one has to come. The same thing is confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And Prahlad Maharaj also confirming here, Vitrad Visharagunajitad Aravindanava Pagaravinda Vimutad Sabadabharishtam. My dear Lord, I say, Sapata means Sapatam Varishtam. Sapata means dog. And Vasati, one who cooks dog. That means for eating first. They are called Janda, dog eaters. In India, still, in the Assam side, there are still dog eaters. They enjoy kukut pita. They make a kind of cake by burning a dog. So they are called samatha. Samatha means dog. So Prahlad Maharaj says, Vipraat Visharagna Jutas, Vipraat Visharagna Jutas, Aravinda Nama Pada Aravinda Vimukha. A Brahmin who has got full qualification, 12 qualifications, Sattva Samadhamma Siddhya Ajava, Anti, Jnanam Vijnanam Aprikam. Brahmin means very qualified. A first class man, all qualified. So Prahlad Maharaj says that if a Brahmin, even though he is qualified in all the 12 qualities, but if he is not a devotee, then I say a chandal who is born of a family of dog eaters, if he is devotee, he is varishtam, he is glorious, he is glorious. Vipraat Visharagunajitaat Aravindanamam Padarvinda Vimukhas Sabajam Parishtha. That is the opinion of all great sages. There are many such passages. Sabajam Parishtha. Shallala Vidika Sreshtha Hari Bhakti Paraya. So, one has to become, because this devotion is from the spiritual platform. It is not the material consideration. Material consideration is that personal beauty, personal strength, influence, wealth, education, these are all material. But when there is bhakti, which is from spiritual platform, the spiritual platform, the spirit soul, has no connection with this material qualification. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, even though a Brahmin has got all the qualifications, they are all after all material qualifications. The Brahmins mean they are situated in the modes of material goodness. Kshatriya means they are situated in the quality of material talent. The Vaishya means they are situated in the mixed quality of passion and ethos. And the Shudra means we situated in the material quality of the modes of ignorance. And those who are less than that, the Shudras, they are called Sandalas or Sapta. So, the Brahmin is estimated the high class man. Why? That is also materially estimation. But if he has no devotion to the Lord, that means he has no spiritual qualification, then a person who is born in the family of God either, if he has got this bhakti, spiritual qualification, he is more than that. Because that person, although he is born in a Sandala parent, because he becomes a devotee, he can deliver his four products. But the person who is simply Pasta, born in high family, he cannot deliver himself. What to speak of others? He cannot deliver even himself. And what to speak of others? So, these verses are discussed. Let's make it. Thank you. Any questions? Very good. But it has got a good sound. Yes. Dharma satam moksha. Then what is the next question? Because they are already godless. The world is already sick. What is the purpose of dharma? Dharma, Srimad Bhagavat says, sabai punsa paro dharma. Paro dharma means highest quality dharma. What is that? Jato bhakti vadottare. The purpose of dharma, artha, kam, moksha, means to come to this platform of bhakti. The Bhagavad says that dharma sana sita punsa vishasena kathasuja no padaya rating jadi sramaeva hikeva. The purpose of dharma, artha, kama, is to come to the platform of bhakti. If one does not come to that platform simply as a matter of formula and ritual, the Bhagavad says it is simply waste of time. Sramaeva kevala. Why Kulan Maharaj says that Vipra Dhitaraguna Chuta Aravinda Nava Pada Aravinda Vimukha. That is very good. To be in the platform of goodness. But you have to make further progress. Goodness is not perfection. Because this world is so that even in the platform of goodness, there is passion and ignorance. It is not unmixed. Satta, sattagun. Sattagun is the goodness. So one has to transcend the platform of goodness. That is called Shuddha Satya. The Bhagavad Gita is said, Trayganna Vitaya Veda Nitrayganna Bhavarsha. My dear Arjuna, so far the Vedic injunctions are concerned, they are material. Trigunna. Somebody is in goodness, somebody is in passion, somebody is in ignorance. Therefore the division is Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. But he advised him, Nishtrigunna Bhavarjana. Just transcend to the three qualities of this material. That transcendental position is this bhakti. So unless one comes to the platform of bhakti simply by dharma artha moksha, without giving the highest vibration. His Bhagavad, Srimad Bhagavat, therefore, begins with this understanding. Dharma prodhita kvaitavata. Kvaitava means cheating. Cheating. So, in Srimad Bhagavatam, the so-called religiosity, which is more or less cheating, is prodhita. Prakrishna rupena ujjita. Is completely stripped of. So, dharmartha kama moksha is not the highest perfection. Generally, people, they take to religiosity for material gain, artha, dharmartha. And material gain means to satisfy the senses, kama. And when they are frustrated in satisfying the senses, they then want moksha. So, after keeping in moksha, Brahma Sattva Jagan Mithya, moksha means this world is false and Brahma is Satta, but because he has no Brahma engagement, therefore, even after leaving everything to search out Brahma, he comes again back to this material world. For philanthropy, for feeding the poor, for hospitalization. So this is coming and going, coming and going, coming and going. So real status of perfection is that you have to transcend even the position of moksha. Dharma prochita vaita vatra, Vishuddha Sani, great commentator on Srimad Bhagavatam, he says, atra moksha. Mukhsavishandi api niyasam. The Srimad Bhagavatam is above the idea of liberation. So, unless we come to that point, Pancham Purusha, fifth branch, the Dharma, first, the Artha, second, Kama, third, Moksha, fourth, and devotion is fifth platform. Parokhaya. There are different stages of understanding. Pratyaksha, parakha, aparakha, adhokhaya, aparakha. The ordinary understanding, direct perception is called pratyaksha. The higher than the pratyaksha understanding is paroksha. Means to gather knowledge from the higher authorities. And above that, aparoksha, realization. And above that, adhokhaja. Adhokhaja means beyond the understanding of this material senses. And above that, there is a practice. Completely transcendent. So, the bhakti is on the transcendental platform beyond the rukh.
Yes, that is the only desire.
Arādhita jati hari tapasāta tatke. If your desire is only concentrated on Krishna, just like the cup, he came to Krishna, Krishna I want, yes, and this member. If you simply want Krishna, that is all perfection. Tara Dita Jadi Hari, Samasata Tatkim. If you have simply accepted Krishna, there is no need of any more austerities, appearances, and knowledge. You are taking the real thing. Nara Dita Jadi Hari, Samasata Tatkim. And if you have not come to that stage to accept Krishna, then all your energy wasted in so-called penance and religion and all spite. So if you actually began to love Krishna, it is very nice. Simply by loving Krishna, it is very easy. You love here, there, so many. You just try to love Krishna and stay in transcendental state. Love is there, but we are misplacing our love. That is our fault. Place that love to Krishna. You haven't got to learn how to love. You know, everyone knows. So you place that love to Krishna and you are always in the Bhagavad Gita, as he says, Manchabdharikani bhakti jogina jasmishvate sagunana samatitra itana bhyanna bhuyaya kalpate. Anyone who is always engaged in analyzed devotional service, sagunana samatitra itana, he has already transcended all the material qualities. Brahma bhuyaya kalpate. He is on the path of becoming Brahma. Brahma means transcendental state. So simply by engaging yourself in devotional service, immediately you come to the Brahma platform. Immediately. All these boys who are engaged in this, they are on the Brahma platform. They are not on the platform Dharma to Kam Moksha. They have already transcended. Yes?
The world is not composed entirely of Brahmins. There are Shudras too, who are oriented exclusively towards Brahma. They are Shudras because they are Shudras, so they are not anything else.
Well,
but they
received
medical care as if they were
Brahmin. Do you mean that Shudra should be allowed to kill? No, the state law does allow that he is a Shudra, he is a godless man, let him commit murder and the law will not be applicable to him. Does it mean?
But
this contraceptive method is equivalent to commit murder. So, either you are Shudra or a Brahmin or Kshatriya, doesn't matter. If you commit murder, then you are putting yourself in difficulty.
India, Shudras are just more lenient than Brahmins are?
No. No. Why?
I'm sure I'm wrong.
No. The Lord has not asked, are you Brahmin or are you Shudra? But according to Vedic system, rather, Brahmins are treated very lenient. Because they are not so sinful. Just like Ashwatthama. He has eaten a Brahmin. And he comes to a great thing. Killing, big fight, innocence.